This is VOA News by a remote. I'm Michael Brown. President Donald Trump encouraged his supporters to vote twice in the forthcoming November presidential election during a campaign rally Tuesday evening in North Carolina, a state important to his reelection bid. Election officials warned that the president's suggestion could cause further disruption and long lines on an election day already complicated by the coronavirus pandemic. Earlier Tuesday, Trump visited Florida, another political battleground state, where he signed a memorandum that prohibits drilling in the waters off the coast of Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina for a 10-year period beginning in 2022. Trump won both Florida and North Carolina in the 2016 election, but polls in the two states show him narrowly trailing former Vice President Joe Biden, who unveiled new campaign ads airing in states critical to the outcome of the November 3rd election. A Trump loss in either state would significantly limit his chances of winning a second term. Top Democratic and GOP leaders of the House Foreign Affairs Committee are calling on President Trump to investigate the poisoning of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. The Kremlin has denied any involvement in the poisoning and dismissed any accusations of a crime, saying there is no evidence to support a criminal investigation. But suspicions surrounding the poisoning quickly mounted against Russian government, which has used similar methods against critics of the state in the past. Most recently, the Kremlin was found to have used the same chemical weapon against an ex-Soviet spy in Britain back in 2018. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app via remote. This is VOA News. Authorities say migrants and refugees evacuated large migrant camps on the Greek island of Lesbos on Wednesday after fires broke out at several locations around the site. So 12,500 people live at the Moria camp and the surrounding area, where additional restrictions have been imposed over the past week after a Somali resident tested positive for the coronavirus. The cause of the fires, which broke out overnight, remains unclear. There were no immediate reports of injuries. Health authorities on Tuesday said 35 cases of the coronavirus had been confirmed so far after a major testing drive was ordered at the overcrowded facility. Hundreds of people demonstrated in Mali's capital on Tuesday in support of the junta that has seized power in a coup as a debate raged over the time frame of the country's return to civilian rule. After the coup, the junta pledged to hold fresh elections, and initially proposed a 3-year military-led transition back to civilian rule before rolling it back to 2 years. But the 15-nation West African Regional Bloc, ECOWAS, has demanded the transition take place in 12 months and be led by a civilian president and prime minister. ECOWAS, which has hit Mali with sanctions, including closing borders and trade bans over the coup, said Monday that the civilian transition leader should be appointed by September the 15th. Beginning Thursday, the junta will hold 3 days of consultations with political parties and civic society groups to plan the transition. India on Tuesday sent fresh supplies of firefighting chemicals to help battle a new blaze on a stricken tanker located with a massive cargo of crude oil off Sri Lanka's eastern coast. The new diamond has been burning since Thursday. 19 vessels from India and Sri Lanka have battled the fire on the new diamond, which reportedly started after a boiler room explosion that killed a Filipino crew member. The remaining 22 crew members were rescued. The tanker was on a trip from Kuwait to India when that fire broke out. And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announcing he is tightening rules on social gatherings because of rising coronavirus infection rates, especially among young people. Starting next week, the legal limit on the number of people who can gather together will shrink from 30 to 6. More than 41,500 people have died of coronavirus in Britain. It's the worst death toll for the virus in Europe. The death rate has fallen to its lowest level since mid-March, but the number of cases is increasing. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.